Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, broadcasting in Christchurch on Saturday night, Easter Saturday night, in Sunday afternoon in Wellington and Capitol Coast. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme you're listening to tonight, Ireland Calling, is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And that's Stockton's Wing getting us off the show tonight. A bit of a problem here with my microphone. But anyway, hopefully you can sit back and relax and enjoy the next hour of news and music here coming from Ireland Calling. We'll start off tonight a song for all the people from Kilkenny listening out there, The Rose of Mooncoin.
Oh, how pleasant to roam by the sunny shore springs, just to hear the dove coo 'neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along by waters so clear, comes the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely moon, the rose of Mooncoin. Oh, Molly, dear Molly, it breaks my fond heart just to know that we two should forever once part. But I think of you, Molly, while sun and the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along by your water so clear, comes the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin. She has sailed far away o'er that deep road, the fishermen go with their small boats and line on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along by your water. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin. With you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin.
Yes, well, that's for all the Kilkenny people listening tonight there, TR Dallas and the Rose of Mooncoin. Welcome along. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. When we look at the headlines from some of the papers this morning, the Irish Times leads with a huge picture of the devastation caused by the fire to the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And it says Macron vows to have devastated Notre Dame rebuilt within 5 years. And before he went to do a live television broadcast last night, €750 million of pledges from some of the richest companies in France have been pledged. And obviously France are hosting the Olympic Games in 5 years' time, so they want to have Notre Dame rebuilt. About 12 million people a year visit this famous cathedral, and devastating, especially this time of the year leading up to Easter, for all the parishioners and visitors that would be attending the Easter ceremonies. And but thankfully they've saved the outside of the structure, although if they followed President Trump's advice on Twitter, they would have probably destroyed the whole building, along with a few buildings beside it. He was talking about water bombing the building from planes and helicopters to put the fire out quickly, but the firefighters had other ideas. They knew that if they did that, they would probably have destroyed the walls of the building as well. So it's not like putting a forest fire out, and somebody has highlighted that to Mr. Trump. Well, the fires have been burning very, very much on in Abbottstown. This is the headquarters of the Football Association of Ireland. The former CEO, John Delaney, has been under fire for the last few weeks since revelations came to the fore in March by a good investigative journalist for the Sunday Times Irish edition newspaper, when he said that Delaney, 100,000 loan euro to the Football Association of Ireland. So the CEO gave a loan to his employers in April 2017. It was paid back 2 months later, 3 months later. He went to the High Court to stop the story getting into the Domain, but he failed. And since then, there's been story after story. And last week's story was that Delaney had spent €40,000 in the space of 6 months on a company credit card. Whether or not he paid any of that back, we don't know. And the revelations at the weekend was that he was to step down. Well, he's actually stepped aside. We might get that song, Lanigan's Ball. He stepped left and he stepped in and he stepped out. But Delaney has stepped aside, pending an investigation into the finances and the whole structure of the Football Association of Ireland. Two directors resigned on Sunday evening, and all the board announced their resignation to the Minister for Sports yesterday. They said they'll step down either on or before the AGM, and it's a shambles, the whole lot. I was listening to Owen Hand on the way in here tonight, a former League of Ireland, a former manager of the Republic of Ireland, and I know I heard him a few weeks ago, and he didn't even get tickets. He got tickets for a few years for some games, but he was up at the back of the stadium, and he might as well, what do you call it, have a better view watching it at home. So he's called for a complete overhaul of the organisation, and hopefully that will happen. Righto, we'll continue on with more music, and up next we have Tommy Fleming, and he's singing all about leaving behind Nadine.
As I leave behind Nadine, it's like purple splashed on green. My soul is strangely fed through the winding hills ahead. And she played a melody on wind and streams for me. Won't you remember, won't you remember, won't you remember me? Won't you remember, won't you remember, won't you remember me? And we wind and climb and fall like the greatest waltz of all. The floor, her sweet breath outside the door. And it's time that I was gone across the silver tear. Won't you remember? Won't you remember?
in the hall where we have been. Rhododendrons in her head, through the mountain scented air. I still feel her spirit's song across the silver tea.
Yes, Tommy Flemin there, and a song called Leaving Behind Nadine. And we'll have plenty more music like that over the course of the next hour. Your programme, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, big day today because the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, she and a delegation from the US are visiting Ireland, and she's got the honour of speaking to the joint houses of the Oireachtas today, the Shannon and Dáil Éireann. And later this evening, she'll be going along with her delegation to Áras an Uachtaráin to meet Michael D. Higgins. And this evening, she'll be hosted by an Taoiseach Leo Varadkar at a special state dinner at Dublin Castle. And they're basically there to, see what's happening over Brexit. Obviously, you would have heard the news that the deadline of last Friday has been extended now to the end of October. So there's a bit of a breather, but obviously there's still a situation in the UK where, they have to decide, are they going to agree to the deal that the European Union has given them? And they said the European Union said there'll be no changes to that. But of course, the Democratic Unionist Party came out at the weekend and they said there will be no agreement unless there's a change to the backstop. And of course, the backstop in a nutshell is basically having all of Ireland, north and south, in one customs union so that there's no interference with the trade between the north and the south. But the Democratic Unionist Party, they want to be in with the UK, and they're saying that they won't be supporting or voting for the agreement as it stands to go through the House of Commons. But anyway, the delegation from America are here to look at both sides, and the politicians are saying they're not taking any sides with the Irish and Brexit. The Democratic leader rules out a trade deal with the UK if a peace agreement between, the peace agreement, the Good Friday Agreement, is undermined. And the US delegation tells Varadkar that it would support the E3 visa scheme for Irish workers. So that's good news. We're talking here about the Rugby World Cup being on Spark, and you'll have to have good broadband. Well, broadband to rural Ireland affecting almost 1 million people could reach €3 billion, according to the Dáil yesterday. Homes and businesses without broadband, real casualties of this debacle. So the original plan was expected to be €500 million, but Mr. Varadkar insisted that the first plan was to connect 11,000 homes and in towns and villages, while the current plan is to connect 540,000 homes and businesses in rural Ireland and remote areas. They're talking about the electrification scheme that happened in Ireland in the 50s and 60s, but it's pretty tough these days if you haven't got a good internet connection to be able to carry out business of any sort. Right, well, you might be listening to us on broadband, you might be listening to us on radio here. We're on a broadcasting on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night, delayed broadcasts in Wellington, Kapiti Coast on Sunday evening, and Saturday night down there in Christchurch. I hope everybody that's listened to us over the weekend are enjoying the Easter holidays, and the rest of you listening are looking forward to having an extended break, and it looks like the weather is going to be good here, and indeed it's going to be nice weather in Ireland as well. In fact, it could get up to 20 degrees this weekend. Right, we have The Parting Glass next.
Of all the money that e'er I spend it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit to memory.
that e'er I had are sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls into my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be with you all. If I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit while, there is a fair maid in this town that sorely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks, her ruby,
yes, a lovely song called The Parting Glass, sung there by Brian Byrne. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, that was on. I was just reading some stories from the Irish Times today, and there's a headline here: father and son warned cowboy behaviour threatens beef industry. And this is relating to a farmer and his son from Killarney. Well, they appeared in Killarney District Court yesterday, and they've been accused of not delivering their cattle for annual testing for TB and brucellosis, and they didn't have a proper herd number. And once the department officials went out to do a test and said, where are the cattle, the young fella, he's 37, the father is 60, he said, go and find them yourself. And the judge has threatened the two men to go to jail for not cooperating with the department. And old-style farmers for whom officialdom was like a proverbial reg rad to the bull, the defence was saying. But I think they'll come to their senses pretty quickly, because the judge said the offences were at the higher end of the scale and such merited a custodial sentence. But he adjourned sentencing until June the 18th to allow Mr. O'Connell to present a medical report on Casey Jr., who had suffered from psychiatric issues, including social isolation. Well, another man that could be facing jail if he's found guilty of the murder of the man that was known as DJ, known Bobby Ryan. He was known as DJ or Mr. Moonlight. This is the Tipperary court case that has been running now for nearly 2 months. So the summing up is taking place at the moment. And of course, the defence counsel urges the jury to acquit Patrick Quirk, and for accused of murdering the part-time GJ. He's saying that the evidence, nothing more than suspicion, the Quirk trial told. So this has been going on for a long, long time. And the other report that's coming out today, I just heard it on the news on the way in here this evening, is the investigation into the mother and baby homes and the burial of infants that died. And we know this is all started as a result of the work that Catherine Corliss did down at the mother and baby home in Tuam in County Galway. But Sean Ross House in Tipperary as well, that featured in the film Philomena, that's obviously been investigated. And the rumours in the news this morning is that after dig-ups were done around the vicinity, bones of young children were found. So there's obviously some terrible things happened there as well. We know this is a place that mother and children homes, that there was babies were sold. They were given money by wealthy American families to come, and these babies were put up for adoption against the will of the mothers of the children, as was documented in that great movie Philomena. Okay, we're moving on with more music. And if you've tuned in late, you're listening to us on Wednesday night in Auckland. Could be any night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. And this time we'll have Silver Threads amongst the gold from the Fury Brothers.
Now, this song, we haven't sang this song since we recorded it, and we're asked to do it tonight. And we'd like to do it especially for Nora, and this song is especially for her. And the song is called Silver Threads Among the Gold. And we worked out a little arrangement here with the orchestra and ourselves. And have a listen to this song. I think it's one of the most beautiful songs I was ever written.
Yes, that is the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur there, and it seems a long time ago, it is a long time ago when they were down here playing a concert, and Finn Barr is a pretty handy golfer, and a few of us took him out just around the corner here to Chamberlain Park. It was the only golf course we could get on and play that time, and we played with him and the rest of the brothers, and Davy Arthur came behind us. And but he certainly could hit a ball, you wouldn't think by the look of it, but he certainly is a good golfer and continues to play as far as I know. But of course he's out on his own now, but that was him singing there, Silver Threads Amongst the Gold. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, the first half of the programme almost gone, and we've got another half an hour. We'll turn to the sports pages, and of course this weekend, a big weekend for rugby. Well, last weekend was a big weekend for Connacht because they had a huge game at the sports ground, which was sold out. 8,000 tickets completely sold. Played in quite windy conditions. They played Cardiff, of course, led by former Ross Minion and Welsh international player Gareth Ainscombe, and who basically put the nail in Ireland's Six Nations coffin a few weeks ago. But Cardiff came to Galway hoping that they would win and get into a top four in the Pro 12, and that would guarantee them getting into the Champions Cup next year, the Heineken Cup as we call it. But Connacht won, they had the same prize, and Connacht came through. Jack Carty, man of the match, I think scoring about 12 points. So great excitement, and they'll go now and play Ulster in the semi. And of course this is the tournament that they won a few years ago, and it was Pat Lamb that was leading the team that year. It's now called the Pro 14, and of course the coach now is a former Australian coach. Kieran Keane was the guy from Waikato. He only lasted a year, didn't really do that well, but the man from Canberra whose name slips my mind. So Connacht, and they play Munster next in their next game, and then the semi-final in a few weeks' time. But the big games coming up this weekend are the Heineken Cup semi-finals involving two Irish teams. Munster, they're away to Glasgow, or away to Edinburgh in Edinburgh. And they're away to Saracens in the UK. And of course, Toulouse are visiting Dublin at the Aviva Stadium. They're taking on Leinster. So these are two big games. And of course, the final has been played at the Newcastle United Stadium in a few weeks' time. But Munster without Joey Carberry, Tyler Blendeldahl, the former Cantabrian first five, who hasn't seen a lot of game time due to injury since he moved over to Munster, but he's in there in the pivotal position. He played well against Edinburgh a few weeks ago. So this is a big game. So if Leinster and Munster win, it'll be an All-Ireland final being played in Newcastle in a few weeks' time. The Gaelic game season hasn't got underway yet, but of course that's about to get underway in a few weeks' time. And, you know, there could be a few surprises this year. Dublin heading for five in a row. And don't forget, you can watch all the Gaelic games on an app or on your laptop or iPad. You can buy this subscription. There's an annual subscription, or there's a subscription game by game. It's called gaago.ie. So log on to gaago.ie and you get all the details and all the pricing there. Another thing you can do on 7th of May, it's only 3 weeks away now, is the Darkness into Light. You can still register to be involved in one of the centres in New Zealand, Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington, Christchurch, Queenstown. This is to raise money for Pieta House in Ireland, which helps prevent suicide. And I'm just reading a terrible story here about a young mother, a reasonably young mother, who had a young son in his early 20s that took his own life recently as a result of not being able to get the help he wanted in a particular hospital in Drogheda. And she's just pleading with the medical services to, you know, look outside the square when young people present themselves. He had a few issues, but the mother said if he was given the right treatment, he could be alive today. So this fundraising, Darkness into Light, is happening all around the world on the same time, 6:15 a.m. People start walking, and in Auckland it's here at the Domain. And I've registered, I'll be walking there with my dog. So hopefully there's a number of other people out there that will register and we can get a good group of people together. Go onto the website, Darkness into Light, and it's all self-explanatory from there. Right, I think this time we're going to have a U2 song. We haven't had one for a while, and this is a song called One. So take it away there, lads. Here we go. We're looking up here. I'm just looking at U2. I do have them in here on the system. Here they are. One. Here you go.
is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth?
Two and a song called One, and of course you two did a bit of a tour around Europe last year and North America, but didn't come down this part of the world. Whether or not they'll come back here to Australia and New Zealand, we'll just have to wait and see. They always do Japan and South America, but if they're doing that, happen at the end of this year. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And Hugh was a great man for farming, and I'm looking at the farming section in the Independent here. And if you're from Kerry and you want to go back and you have a bit of money and you want to buy 110 acres of prime grazing land, there's a farm for sale in Kerry that you can buy. Dairy beef breeding plan, too little, too late. Jersey and Kiwi genetics are now embedded in the national dairy herd, claims the ICSA. Plans to rejuvenate the beleaguered dairy calf to beef sector have come under fire from livestock farmers. So the Farming Independent can reveal that a new programme to test the suitability of various bull breeds to produce beef animals from a dairy herd has been put in place by Chagas and Dawn Meats. All this talk of finding magical beef bulls to fix the poor conformation of Jersey and Kiwi cross cows is like trying to milk a silk purse, to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, says ICSA Beef Chairman Edmund Graham. Resumption of live trade to Egypt moves a step closer. Efforts to re-establish live cattle exports to Egypt have received a major boost with the Department of Agriculture agreeing 3 updated health certificates with Egyptian authorities. Well, hopefully the animals will be in better shape than the ones I saw there recently on a television programme that were exported from Australia up to, I think it was, Sri Lanka. Advisors and vets getting over 40% of knowledge transfer scheme funding. More than 40% of the total expenditure on the knowledge transfer programme for 2018 went to agricultural consultants and vets. Hogan, this is Phil Hogan, the European Agricultural Commissioner. He urges farmers to put shoulders to the wheel on the environment. There's an urgent need for farmers to do more for the environment, according to Hogan. Everybody has to put their shoulders to the wheel, he said yesterday at a meeting of the Commission's environmental proposals for the post-2020 CAP reform package. There will be no exceptions. The need for aiming higher has never been more urgent. Farmers work in all weather and all year round. Recognise what is happening. Farmers facing reduced compo for ESB cables. Farmers may be faced reduced compensation for being paid by the ESB for access to land if the ESB wins a test case it has taken. Yeah, so obviously if the ESB, the power board, go through your farm, you'd get compensation, but that could be reduced. Nice picture here of Pádraig McGrath from Clonshanna in County Roscommon, Elfin, with his prize-winning bull, Kyle George, at the Irish Hereford Society show and sale at Nenagh last weekend. So fine-looking animal, and of course the weather improving, which is good. European elections are coming up on the 24th of May, and the IFA European election candidate meetings, IFA President Joe Healy is urging farmers to attend these meetings as it will offer them an opportunity to ask candidates about their position. So obviously there's concern with the elections not too far away. Ireland will have an extra 2 seats once Britain leaves the European Union. But if Britain doesn't leave before early May, they have to go ahead and have the elections. What else has happened here? Guinness clan call time on dairying. The Guinness family have operated a dairy farm close to Dublin City since the 1900s, but are now selling up the herd and switching to beef. And so the it's near Farmley, in near the Phoenix Park. Mairead McGuinness, she's standing for Fine Gael in Europe, a strong voice in Europe. The ads are in the paper at the moment for the election. It's not that far away. What else has happened? Just looking through all the other pages here. The day our farm became a killing zone. 2 weeks ago, one of our peaceful fields turned into a field of death after a dog attacked a batch of ewes. This is John Joyce, and John is a farm in Carrigahoring in County Tipperary. The suckling cows may have saved the day with their roaring to protect their calves. 4 dogs were leaving the other side, lambs' bodies dotted all around the field. Some were dead and others were badly injured. So obviously, I know there was appeals for people, dog owners, even nice dogs, to make sure, especially people living near cities, to watch and make sure their dogs are locked up, because when dogs get together in a pack, no matter how tame they are, they can cause unbelievable damage. And the pictures in the paper that I'm looking at there now aren't a pleasant sight. Tommy Fleming and Our Lady of Knock.
There were people of all ages gathered around the gable wall, poor and humble men and women, little children that you called.
We are gathered here before you, and our hearts are just the same, filled with joy at such a vision as we praise your name.
That's recorded live, Tommy Flemin in Knock. That was called Our Lady of Knock. And while that was on, I was just reading that story about the attack down in Tipperary. And these were lambs that were 5 or 6 weeks old. And there seemed to have been 4 dogs. They had probably been only attacking the lambs. They didn't kill any of the sheep for about 15 minutes. And the farmer, John Joyce, said God knows what would have happened if he didn't get there, or if they weren't frightened away, these dogs. But there was a campaign, has been a campaign running for the last few weeks, especially around lambing time, for people to look after and mind their dogs. But that seems to have fallen on some deaf ears. And he said that as far as he was aware, the dogs seemed to go home in two groups of two. So they went back to where they came from, which is puzzling. And he hasn't obviously found out who owned the dog. What else is happening in Ireland over the last few days? As I said, the weather is getting nice and warm. In fact, I was listening to somebody from Water Ireland talking tonight on the way in, or Water Safety Ireland, to say that with temperatures heading up to possibly low 20s over Easter, people have to be very careful, especially if they're tempted to swim, because the water temperature, especially in the sea and even in rivers and lakes inland, is a lot colder than it will be in a few months' time in the height of the summer. But certainly the weather looks like it's going to be nice this weekend, although it's quite Arctic weather at the moment. Just to go through some of the headlines from the Irish Independent today: end of the old FAI. This is dominating all the stories. And of course, the Notre Dame cathedral fire is getting lots of publicity, and heaps of publicity about the court case going on in Tipperary. Quirks, McCamber, Google searches not evidence of murder, jury is told. So that case, obviously, if they don't, jury don't make a decision, probably tomorrow, they'll be sent home over the weekend, and we'll have to deliberate next week after Easter break. Warning over rip tides and cold water ahead of the warm weekend. That's what I was just telling you about that a few minutes ago. Heat waves to be more common and to cause food shortages, according to another headline. And obviously, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, getting huge publicity for her visit to Ireland. And sad notes, there's been a lot of accidents here on the roads in New Zealand, but I see her, a lovely young man, Jake Anderson, 21, from Clerahan, a village near Clonmelin, County Tipperary. He died when his car collided with a truck at 8 p.m. on Monday evening. and a beautiful young lad, popular cheerful rower, killed in collision with a truck. The more women in the reserve army, the better, according to ex-Rose Walsh. And obviously the army and navy personnel in Ireland don't get very well paid. Women's World Cup games to be shown live. Every game of the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup will be broadcast live to Irish audiences thanks to TG4 and RTE team up. Okay, we'll continue on with a few more songs here before the end of the programme, and Sinead O'Connor, All About the Singing Bird.
Songbird, pipe his note.
Yes, great singer Sinead O'Connor there, and the Singing Bird. And we've got about 8 minutes to go before the end of the programme. The programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Don't forget, if you want to be well set up for Gaelic games when they start in a few weeks' time, you can get the latest app for your phone, your computer, and watch the games in the comfort of your home by logging on to gaago.ie. That's gaago.ie, and you can buy a game if you want to watch your favourite county playing, or if you want to watch the whole shooting gallery. It's all there, and different deals, and you can watch some games that that were played a few years ago, maybe games you might have listened to when I was broadcasting them on the radio here. And if you want to see them, there's archive footage there of a lot of these games. Well, the big thing that's been dominating the news in Ireland in recent months has been Brexit, and more recently the FAI. But the other story that seems to be in the paper at least once a week is this robbery of ATM machines from banks and from supermarkets or shopping malls. And villagers feel the brunt. This is in Bushmills in County Antrim, where the 15th cash machine has been ripped from the wall. This happened at 3:30 a.m. Where the thieves brought a tractor and low loader and digger into the town, and then ripped the machine out, put it on the back of a truck, and then took off and set fire to the tractor and digger. And obviously this is causing huge amount of grief to the banks, where these machines are being used to literally destroy a main wall in a bank. So the local residents in Bushmills and Antrim are saying the fact that this machine is gone is just going to cause so much grief to people, especially leading up to Christmas, leading up to Easter this weekend. But the story is that dissident IRA Republican are behind this, and that they're raiding these machines. Sometimes there could be up to £100,000 or euros in these machines, and that they reckon they're raiding these machines so they can get a cashment of cash together, that in the event of a no-deal Brexit and a hard border, they'll be ready to go back to their old campaign. That's what police intelligence is saying in recent weeks. Trump gets a lot of publicity in the paper. He won't be too happy to see the Speaker of the House getting feted in Ireland, but he says he's hoping to come to Ireland later this year and visit his golf resort down in West Clare, Doonbeg. He was going to come in November last year, and probably somebody told him, "Mr. President, it's a bit cold and dark and wet in Ireland in November. It wouldn't be a good time to come and to try to play golf." So there's rumours that he might come in June. There's a European meeting, a meeting of world leaders, and he might drop in. And of course, it will cause no earth of work for the Irish government to host, the most talked about man in the world, President Donald Trump. Okay, we'll take another song and then come back and wrap up for another week. And this time we've got Grace from Rod Stewart.
Gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jail. I think about these past few weeks. Oh, will they say we failed? From our school days, they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love, I place love for me.
my love for this dear land. But when Patrick called me beside down in the GPO, I have to leave my own secret. To him I had to go.
Well, time is running out on us here. That's about the end of the show for another week. Thanks to the Hugh Green Group. Thank you for tuning in. And I wish everybody, listeners, whether here in New Zealand, around the globe, listening on planetaudio.org, a very happy and safe and holy Easter. Everybody enjoy the break. And I look forward to being back here again in the studio in Auckland next Wednesday night. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. And I'll leave you with Rod.
This man.